tracking your macros whilst you work 9 to 5, how I did it, and how you can too. Hey friends, welcome back to a brand new episode. Now, when it comes to eating healthy, we want to know all of the shortcuts, the things that help us do it quickly and without it being boring. So today I'm going to share a little bit about my background and how I did this too. If you're somebody who wants to learn how to track macros, then you need to be tuning into this episode. So open up your Apple Notes or your Android Notes and grab your tea, your coffee, your water, your liquid or beverage of choice. And my friends, let's get into today's episode. Tracking your macros whilst working 9 to 5. How I did it and how you can do it too. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, friends. If you're new, welcome to the show, Lose Weight with Meal Planning. My name is Verona and I'm your meal prep coach for weight loss that is super simple and easier than the common diets that get you to restrict food and then you realize you're just eating salad leaves and you don't even like lettuce. Today, friends, we're talking about macros. This is a macros episode. So today we're going to talk about decoding macros, even when you're busy. I'm going to talk about my macro tracking toolkit that I use that you can absolutely use yourself or just use to get started to find the one that suits you. And talking about meal prep, because that's what I do, how you can actually focus on quick meal prep when you don't have the time. Snacking, if you're somebody who likes to have something sweet, we talk about how you can make snacks really smart and still enjoy the snacking, if that makes sense to you, because it does make sense to me. If you're somebody who likes to eat out like I do, you can do this without the guilt. Sometimes when it comes to tracking macros, you might be like, oh my goodness, I blow my macros. I haven't done this. I haven't done that. My friend, if you are somebody who has hit your macros for 6 days out of seven, one day isn't going to break the macro tracking bank. And it also isn't going to mean that you're going to gain fat in 24 hours. Believe me, I am 100% certain on this. I've experienced it in my own life and I live it as a nutrition coach. If you like a cheat sheet and also you like a little rosé or something else, I don't drink, so I cannot think of another one, but this is going to be a cheat sheet for you and then keeping yourself motivated, because we know when it comes to eating healthy, you need a whole lot of motivation. Am I right? All right, friends, let's get into the first one. Decoding macros even when you're busy. So let's break it down. First, tracking macros means paying attention to those big nutrients that we need on a day-to-day basis: proteins, carbs, and fats. Now, I know it sounds like a lot, but it's actually like monitoring your budget. If you're not great with your budget, well, girl, you're going to struggle, okay? You're going to have to get good with your budget and you're going to have to get good with tracking your macros. But this time, it isn't about budgeting. It's about investing in your health and your nutrition. Now, when it comes to nutrition, sometimes we can overcomplicate the game and sometimes we can be like, you know what, it's just too much stress. I ain't got time. I don't want to do it. And then we continue to eat the way that we do. And we somehow think that this is going to resolve all the problems, but it only creates a bigger problem. Am I right? And so instead of doing that, why don't you actually break it down? What's the thing that you struggle with the most? Is it tracking your macros? Have you tried tracking your macros? What have you tried? If you're somebody where it just becomes too overwhelming, it becomes obsessive, then by all means, do not do any form of macro tracking. I would not recommend you track your calories. I would not recommend you track your macros. I would not recommend you track your points, because these can become obsessive. And the moment that it becomes obsessive for you, in my professional opinion, and as your coach, I would not advise you to track macros. There are ways that you can lose weight without any of those things. Through portion control is one of them. Meal planning is another one of them. And there are other ways that you can do this too, by focusing on the quality of food that you're eating and also doing things like reducing the plate sizes, etc. There are all of these things that you can do that with. You can go away right now and then do that. Also, there are ways where you can focus intentionally bringing in more plants into your diet. So the more plants that you have, the more protein that you have, you naturally start to glean towards those things and your body wants more of those things. And then your body starts to crave for more of those things. And so naturally, your body starts to decrease its craving for sweets, for cakes, for treats. And sometimes this can happen in as quick as 2 weeks. Number two, my macro tracking toolkit that I used. Now, when it comes to tracking macros, your smartphone is going to be your BFF for this. Your BFF, your best friend forever. Now, I know some of us might be in our phones quite a lot. Now, when you're tracking macros, I'm not saying that you need to be in your phone 24/7 all day or a day. I'm not saying that this is what you need to do. But for me, when I learned to track my macros, I leaned on the apps like Macro, MyFitnessPal. And that was it for me. MyFitnessPal was the easiest app to use out of the others. And I did try a couple of other apps, but for me, navigating my macros, navigating my recipes, how to create a recipe, how to share recipes, how to see my clients' progress when they shared the app with me, this was the most common one for me and the easiest one. And that's what I trained my clients in. Now, some people, you know, this is the thing. When you get too much of a good thing, you complain. Why don't you invest in your health? Stop complaining and invest in your health. Now, they used to have barcode where you could scan any barcode for any food item, and then it would automatically log it in your diary and then deduct the amount for your macros. Well, people complain. Why should I do this? Why should I pay for that? I want it for free. Listen, not everything is for free. MyFitnessPal needs to make money just like you need to make money. Nobody walks into McDonald's or Wendy's and says, that should be for free. You happily give your money to them, right? Without batting an eyelid. All right, you might say that it's a little bit expensive, it's gone up, but you still buy it. Am I right? But when it comes to a tracking app, they do most of the heavy lifting, from calculating what you need to keeping a log of what you eat. Now, there are systems in the back of these things that I'll talk about in a macros course a little bit deeper and show you how to actually learn how to track your macro numbers so it actually fits you realistically. And yes, if you weigh more, then your calorie amount that your body needs to keep you the same weight is going to be a high number. You're not going to get 1200 calories if you weigh 250 pounds. That is just not how thermodynamics work. It just means that you opening up your eyes to see this is how much you weigh, this is how much calorie energy your body needs according to this way of working out as a guesstimate. And then if you want to reduce weight, then you can reduce 200, 300, or even 500 calories per day at maximum. You don't need to be doing ridiculous diets like 1200 calories just because you saw somebody else doing it. Be realistic for you. Are you realistically, we're coming into summer now, okay, we're just starting in spring, but we're coming into a new season. Are you realistically, when it comes to ice cream and kombuchas and all of those other drinks that you love, are you realistically going to have half a cup of that? No, you're not. You're really not going to have half a cup. So the calories are going to be more than you might think. So my point here is when we get a little bit like, oh, I can't eat that. That's too many calories for me. Too many calories according to who or what? Because we don't like to address it. We don't like to address it. And when we see that what we weigh is, whoa, I weigh 250 pounds. Yes, you do. Admit that you weigh 250 pounds. Nothing is going to happen to you if you accept that this is what you weigh, but you're on your way to changing it. So you're putting a comma where you've always put a full stop, where you've put a period or where you've put an exclamation mark. I weigh 250 pounds. You put an exclamation mark, you put a period point, and then you go and eat. But actually, it's I weigh 250 pounds, comma, but it's not going to be for long, or but I'm going to change it. But I'm on my way to making healthier food choices because my life, my children, and my diet, my nutrition, and my health depend on it. Now, you see how that perspective has changed. Rather than you becoming a victim of your circumstances, you now become a victor and you're changing the dynamics of your nutrition journey. Instead of letting things happen to you, you are changing the things that you do. Oh, I'm about to preach today. Now, I saw myself today, I did a leg day, and don't worry, we're going to go on to the next point, which is mastering quick meal prep. I have always been this shape. Slim legs, slim arms, ain't got no booty, and fat belly. Like, from, I don't even know how old I was, or came to a point where I stopped looking at myself in the mirror for a number of years because I hated seeing what I saw. It wasn't until 2023 last year, and I've got to do another follow-up test, that I did a really comprehensive gut health test. So they're all up in your poop. And basically, I never knew that my body can't digest some form of proteins, some form of lactose, some form of fructose. So basically, all of the sugars and sweets that you might like, and I might like too, and I have a sweet tooth, believe it or not, I can't digest too much of those. So if I'm eating whole mini eggs, which I have been doing, my body is going to struggle to digest that for a number of days. Now, I am on almost day 7 of no takeaway, and I haven't even noticed it. I tried to cut out sugar the other day by using the same tactics that I did before I became a nutrition coach. Yeah, that didn't last. But when you're doing things like this with your nutrition, you're making conscious decisions and conscious choices. And I actually forgot why I actually brought up that story. But my point here was just on the last point that I was talking about. When I saw what I looked like today, there was that moment where I was like, oh, I don't like the way that I look, comma, but I am changing it. And there's been a lot of stuff in terms of health, nutrition and stuff like that that's come up. And I hadn't known what it was. I just realized that when I tracked my macros, actually, my macros, it wasn't really, I was lean. I wasn't really as lean as I could have been. However, even though I did a restrictive diet before becoming a nutrition coach, I actually had the best health I've ever had. And I've been racking my brain ever since I've become a nutrition coach and ever since I've done those restrictive diets. And I was like, what is it that I had so much success in? I know now. It took a number of years, even as a nutrition coach. Yes, I did macros. Yes, I did build some muscle, but I still had some fat bellies and I didn't know why, because macros, people like tracking macros because, you know, you can eat your favorite foods. Unbeknown to me, whilst I was tracking macros, my body doesn't digest fructose properly. My body doesn't always digest lactose properly. So I just had a Premier protein and I'm like, why does it feel like my throat's closing? It's because there's dairy in there. Sometimes I can have some dairy things, sometimes I can't. I had cheese already this night, and I know you don't want to know my elimination diet. You can skip to the next point if you like. But my point here that I'm trying to make is where we're doing this elimination diet, where we're focusing on our nutrition, you can do that with or without tracking macros. But I'm like, why is it hurting me so much? It's because my body can only digest lactase or lactose in certain amounts. Now, there's plenty of lactose in Premier protein. And I've also had cheese on top of my dinner, which was meatballs and pasta. And so if I'm having too much, my body's like, no, I can't digest it. And then it will react to it, which is why it feels like my throat is closing when I have dairy. Now, I say all of that to say, when you get to a point where you're adding commas rather than periods or full stops and exclamation marks as if it can never change, once you put a comma where you've previously put a full stop, it's you to be in charge of your nutrition and then find the things that have always tripped you up, and then you make a plan to overcome that. And it is challenging when you first, I want to encourage you, where I have done this, even as a nutrition coach, even as recently as last year, and now that belly is not necessarily just belly fat. It is reactions to foods that I'm eating that I didn't know I could not digest. I tell you, I cried. When I got the result, I actually cried. And that's one of the things as a nutrition coach, and I love nutrition coaching, is you get to become so involved in your nutrition just like that, that it goes beyond the whole nutrition is boring, you eat the same boring things. You get to see what your body does and it doesn't like. And that transition is a little bit challenging. Of course, it's naturally challenging. But when you start to master meal planning, you think that it takes all day. But if you focus on easy recipes, this is what I did that changed the game. I started to focus on easy recipes that I could cook in bulk. Those were recipes like stir fries, grilled chicken. Yes, I had some salads and just a couple of hours on a Sunday. My fridge was filled with grab and go meals that I had for the whole week. There were times when I got sick of doing it like that, and then I changed it up according to the season of life that I'm in. When it comes to snacking, we got to be smart with snacking, because I've moved on to number four now. Don't worry, we've got three more to go and then we can leave you until the next episode. When it comes to macros, snacks can make or break your macros game. Now, I loved stacking up on protein bars, but some of these have a ridiculous amount of sugar. Now, I was looking at, we can't have them over here, but apparently there are some really, really nice protein bars, but they have like 6 grams of sugar. The WHO Association recommend that we have an additional amount between 6 and maybe 9 grams of added sugar per day. That one bar is almost the whole day allowance of sugar. That's not accounting for any condiments, anything like that. So when you're looking at it like that, I mean, you can either choose to have snacks or you can't. And then it's up to you. It's totally up to you. But you can have Greek yogurt, you can have fruit. And these were some of my go-to snacks for the office. Easy? Definitely not. But they kept me full and they kept me on track. This then leads to eating out without guilt. When it comes to lunch meetings or work dinners, they do not have to derail your plans. Because sometimes, right, especially when I've been at work and I've gone into the office, I'm like, oh, I don't want what I've prepared. And I end up eating out. And I don't want to. It wastes money and I spend additional money. And it's like, why don't you just eat what you have prepared? But when it comes to going out, most restaurants these days actually have their menus online. So one of the things that I do, I look at my options in advance and then decide what fits within my macros best. Now, I'm not somebody who follows that if it fits your macros, you can have it, because that's restrictive, that's conditional, and we don't do conditional eating on this podcast or in my coaching programs. But it's actually like choosing an outfit before a big day. You know what's going to work for you. Say you're somebody who has a menstrual cycle and you know you might have planned a certain dress, but when Mother Nature comes, she says hello, she brings a whole load of bloat with it. That dress is not going to be making you feel comfortable, or you might do, but you then have to rejig your outfit and then change it. It's the same thing. Lastly, the last couple of points that we're talking about today, I hope you're still with me. If you're with me, say, oh yeah. Now, the cheat sheet for drinking, if you're somebody who wants a drink, you can still enjoy a drink if that's your thing. Now, I don't actually drink, but something you could do was to allocate some of your carb or fat macros for the occasional glass of wine or beer. Now, most of you, depending on what you do, you might have more carbs than you do fats. So if you're somebody who likes a lot of avocado, you like a lot of nuts, then I might, you know, rejig this a little bit better. But you can still have them, but they will still account to your macros daily account on a day-to-day basis. And actually, when it comes to alcohol, they are one of the biggest contributors to gut health, to a disruption in your gut microbiome or your microbiome, your microbiota, your gut flora, your gut health. And they can also cause excess weight gain. Am I trying to sway anyone from alcohol? Maybe I am. But would that be a bad thing if you gave up alcohol? That's a totally personal choice for you. But when it comes to being motivated, tracking macros whilst working full time does ask you to be a lot committed. That's not even English, but it does ask you to be quite committed. But it also actually taught me about making healthier food choices and listening to my body. And did those choices pay off in energy, mood boosts, gut health, and other things? Why am I no longer tracking my macros? Because for me, I don't want to be restricted by carbohydrates, how many carbs is in this, how many fats is in this, how many proteins is in that. And I also believe that tracking macros is a tool. So that means you use it for a period of time and then you go on to something else. Now, I've just shared about the results from my latest gut health test last year, and I would love to see what they are now. But the latest results said to me that I would need to have more plants. I would need to focus on a pescatarian diet, which is what I did when I was also in a restrictive diet, and that worked the best for me. But when I'm doing that, I'm having things like beans, I'm having things like legumes, I'm having things like fish, certain types of fish, oily fish, to help with my omega-3s and bringing down processed food, bringing down sugar foods, bringing down those other things, and also increasing plant-based foods as well as fruit juices. Yes, my body has fruit juices, but they're also going to be things like celery juice, which is bitter like anything, kiwis, lots of low fructose fruit juices that I can have, but they would skyrocket my carbohydrates. For me to track that in a day would be at least 500 grams of carbohydrates, if not more. So for me, naturally, that doesn't fit. I mean, I can track my protein if I want to be able to do that, absolutely. But when it comes to carbs and when it comes to fats, it doesn't quite work for the season of life that I'm in. And that's when you know that you've got to a stage in your life where you can now make this decision based off of the knowledge that you have. So you know what your body likes, you know what your body doesn't like, you know what your goals are. For example, you might be trying to help your family eat healthier or to get your family to eat healthier. But when you do, it's almost like it's a battle at the table. What is it you're trying to force your kids to eat? You're trying to force them to eat vegetables when you don't even eat vegetables yourself. Now, kids are so bright these days that they're like, well, you don't eat it. You don't like it. Why are you trying to make me eat it? You ain't got nothing to say because it's true. You're like, oh, yeah, because I said so. They don't really cut it because that's just forcing the child to eat vegetables. And you know what happened to you when you were forced to eat vegetables. You didn't like it. And so that's kind of come into your adulthood and you're like, what am I going to do? Now, sometimes we just have to think on the level of our children, not when they're combative and not when they're defiant. No, I'm not talking about that. But I am talking about what is it that they like? Will you sit and eat things that don't have ketchup? Will you sit and eat things that don't have sauce, condiments, ranch, for example, whatever sauce you like? Will you sit and eat something that you don't like, that's healthy, without any sauce on it? Probably not. And so that's where, when it comes to keeping yourself motivated, do things that are naturally going to increase your joy, going to actually be something you like and you enjoy. Something for me that I've done now, and we're going to wrap up this episode, is I've started to cook food fresh. I got to a point where, as a meal planning coach, you're always doing different things. I got to a point where I'm meal planning and I don't like it. And I've always said this, come day three, I want something different. And then I'd go and buy takeout. And then at the end of the month, I'm spending £400 on takeaway. That's a problem. And I can't keep doing that. So I've started where I'm working from home. I will actually start making food fresh when I'm at home. And if I'm going into the office, I'm meal planning on a Sunday for Monday and Tuesday, which I did this week. And now tomorrow is Wednesday. I'm now making something fresh because I've now frozen the extra food that I had, which was the meatballs and pasta. I've frozen that. And there's food plenty in the fridge and the freezer for me to cook. But as for ordering takeout, I've saved myself some money. I've saved myself some time, and I've also enjoyed and explored new food ideas. But there you have it, my journey of tracking macros whilst I lived the 9-to-5. Trust me, if I could do it, you've got this in the bag. Remember, it's actually about progress, not perfection. We all know this familiar saying, and I can't wait to see you smash your health goals. If you're somebody who needs help, all of the ways that I can help you are in the show notes below. And I can't wait, my friends, to catch you in the next episode. Speak soon? Well, no, I won't speak soon, but you know what I mean. See you in the next episode. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk, and I'll see you in the next one.